Now, will you listen? It leads to gross immorality. Verse 16, thou art filled with shame for glory. Drink thou also, and let thy shame come upon thee. The cup of the Lord's right hand shall be turned unto thee, and shameful spewing shall be on thy glory. It leads to gross immorality. Drunkenness leads to divorce. It leads to the breaking up of homes. It leads to a life of sin. Now, may I say this? I have come to the place in my own life that I have really lost respect for men in government today, when it's a well-known fact that these fellows talk so big about honesty, and they talk so big and brave about they're going to help the poor, while it's known that many of them are actually alcoholics and many of them are drinking like fish today. May I say to you, how can we have respect for government when this sort of thing is all out in the open, and yet they ask us to respect them, look up to them, and give them our support? May I say to you, it makes you bow your head in shame of what's happening in this great land of ours. And Habakkuk spelled it out here, my friend, years ago. And God says, this is the reason I brought Babylon down, because of these sins. Now let me keep reading here. Verse 17, for the violence of Lebanon shall cover thee, and the spoil of beasts, which make them afraid because of men's blood, and for the violence of the land of the city, and of all that dwell therein. Violence is another one of the fruits that come from drunkenness. You see, all kinds of immoralities spring from drunkenness. The drug culture came out of it, and this gross immorality today, divorce, all of these sins that are abroad in our land have come out of this thing here.